DART celebrates 40 years today. Éireann Road Éireann has a number of events to celebrate. We'll be talking to our reporter Mark O'Driscoll at Connolly Station in a few moments. But first, let's go back in time. Here's a report from when the DART was launched on this day in 1984.
And finally today, the introduction of DART, Dublin's new electrified rail system on the Bray-Howth line. The new system is only partly operational at the moment, a result of the industrial relations problems which have dogged the introduction of the system. DART has also been the subject of fierce criticism from politicians and economists because of its cost, with estimates ranging from £76 to £113 million. Pádraic Ó Cuaire travelled on the new DART system this morning and spoke to some of the passengers.
I think it's excellent.
Do you notice a big difference from...
Very much so.
What difference?
Much more comfortable. Much more smooth.
Do you notice it's a lot smoother?
It's a lot smoother and comfortable. The seat is lovely and comfortable, and the spaces in the centre and all, like, you know.
That's people on the DART on its launch on this day in 1984. Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll is at Connolly Station in Dublin. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Gavin. We're just coming to the end of the morning commuter rush here at Connolly Station. Joining me is communications manager with Éireann Road Éireann, Barry Kenny. Now, Barry, for those listening in who might never have taken a journey on the DART over the last 40 years, it runs from Greystones in County Wicklow up the coast to Howth and Malahide in North County Dublin. How many people take a DART every day?
Well, in a typical, well, kind of commuting weekday, you'd see about 90,000 people travelling on the DART. Obviously, even today, in the kind of off-peak in terms of commuting, the summer months still, very, very heavy numbers passing through, and that's obviously directly along the DART, connecting from the rest of our network as well.
Barry, can you tell me what changes has the DART, the Dublin Area Rapid Transit Rail System, seen over those last four decades?
Well, I suppose when it opened first, we had the original Howth Bray line, and since then we've extended the DART to Malahide on the north and to Greystones in the south. We've almost doubled the size of our fleet. We've done works to extend the platforms to allow longer trains operate in the mid-noughties as well. And we've just seen, I suppose, the huge growth that the DART, I suppose, has prompted as well. That the fact that we have high capacity public transport means that the areas that the DART serves has grown and developed, leading in turn to more and more people using the service.
Absolutely, and that's what I saw yesterday when I visited the DART station in Dunleary and spoke to some passengers.
I haven't seen any hassle on it. Now, there does be a lot. I won't go back with that. But I don't see anything like that. Thank God so far. So good. And thank God for the DART. The DART, we had no DART, I'd be putting plenty of queues out there in the street looking for buses.
I think it's a very pleasant service. I mean, I think it was a vast improvement on what was there 40 years ago, which was the diesel train. So it's very pleasant. You can look out at the sea, you can go to Howth, you can go to, you know, Port Marnock, Malahide, any of these. It's a very convenient service.
I haven't been on one in a long time. But I think they could be done with renovating them. They look very old-fashioned compared to other countries.
It's a very good service. They say 10 minutes. It comes in 10 minutes. Never early, never late. Brilliant.
And what about that figure, 40 years? Does it seem like the DART has been around forever in some ways?
I can't remember the DART ever starting, and I'm not young, so it seems like it's been around for years.
Compared to what the old one was, remember the old diesel trains, and they were sluggish, and there was very few of them in between. I mean, if you miss one DART, 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, you have another one.
Can you remember a time when it wasn't running or it wasn't in operation?
It started in the year of my birth, so I don't remember a time before it, but it's a phenomenal service. I've lived in a few different places, and there's nowhere else like it in the world. It's something I don't think we appreciate enough here in Dublin.
Some passengers there speaking to me yesterday as they waited to board the DART in Dunleary. Now, Barry Kenny is still here with me, communications manager with Éireann Road Éireann. And Barry, there are plans in place now for three further expansions to the line, bringing the DART to Drogheda in County Louth, as well as Maynooth and Hazelhatch in Kildare. When can the first passengers expect to be on board these services?
Well, all three of those projects under the DART Plus programme, which will treble the size of the DART network, have we have applications from Bord Pleanála, so subject to the permissions for that, you'd be talking about DAR Plus West to Maynooth being delivered later this decade, 2028, 2029, and then all three really kind of across the turn of that decade, late 20s, early 30s. In the meantime, we have 185 new carriages on order, and our total DART fleet today is 144. The first of those will be delivered this year, but with testing and commissioning entering service late next year on the Drogheda line. So even ahead of the electrification, we will be bringing a lot of that benefit of DART Plus through that new fleet in the very near term.
Now, Barry, it's something we often hear when it comes to public transport, and that's antisocial behaviour, unfortunately. What's being done to make DART users and indeed train users feel safe?
Well, you see here, obviously, in the station as we speak, security, and we've significantly enhanced our security resources for both of the DART and beyond, and also built very strong partnerships with the Gardaí locally and nationally, so that proactively we have more joint patrols than ever before. If we have major events, as people will have travelled with us through, you know, huge summer season of events, having that additional resources as well, and then having a rapid response. So, you know, it's a societal issue, we're not immune to it, but we have the resources ourselves and the partnerships in place to address it.
A day of celebration today, Barry. What do you have planned to mark 40 years of the DART?
Well, what customers are going to see very visibly is a new two-carriage wrapped DART, which we're referring to as railing in the ears. You're going to see news and icons and characters from across that 40 years. We're actually going to be joined later this morning by one of the special guests who's featured on the side of the DART. And also Roddy Doyle, I mean, who brought the DART to the world through the commitments, has written a script for a new video we're releasing today on social media, featuring his Two Pints characters braving a journey to the south side. So we're looking forward to that. Few competitions, giveaways and memories right through the day.
Thanks very much, Barry Kenny, spokesperson for Éireann Road Éireann. And we actually have a clip now from that Roddy Doyle short film, which features his two iconic Two Pints characters.
I met the wife on the DART, actually.
Did I never tell you?
No, on the DART.
Did you?
Yeah. She was trying to get on with our horse, but his head got caught in the doors, and I went over to give her a hand.
Lay off, you're spoofing, I'm not listening. Do you remember what your ticket was back then?
No. The horse got on for nothing because he was over 65.
That was the short clip from a Roddy Doyle film marking 40 years of the DART, and that was our reporter Mark O'Driscoll at Connolly Station in Dublin.